Hello, everyone. It is Stoke Sauce, and I know this might come as a surprise because it's not my time to do my show. However, the circumstances call for it, as my father, who runs the Banana Republic, is currently sitting in queue at the local recycle center, and he is waiting to drop some stuff on. He said, "Hey, Jules, can you please start my show for me?" And so here I am at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, opening up the Banana Republic for all of you on and on radio today. I know there's a few people on com. We've got Patrick Lang, SMJ, and there's also, if I scroll up here, another guy who I saw. And welcome all of you and everyone else on and on radio on this fine morning. My name's Stoke Sauce, and yes, the benevolent dictator Roland will be back very soon. I'm just going to kick off this show with this live version I found of Fame by David Bowie, and it's from 1976, live Nassau Coliseum. And here we go. Let's kick it off right now. Alrighty, so that was Fame from 1976. And for those who've just joined us, you'll know that this is Rolly's show, The Banana Republic, but I've kicked it off for him, being Stoke Sauce. And he is literally, I can see him in the garden walking over. He won't be a minute. But I'm going to play another Bowie song from this album. And I honestly don't know where this was. It was in Athanasiou Coliseum. I don't know where that is, but Uniondale. So it was in 1976, and every song on here recorded live just sounds so good. This one's Waiting for the Man, from Lou Reed, originally actually from Velvet Underground, and he's read it a lot of times, and so I'm interested to see how this one sounds. Let's do it.
Dressed in black. I would like to thank Stokesauce for taking care of my show until this point in time. He is a very dependable young man, and I was trapped. I'll tell you the story, but I won't do it right now. I'll get on with some really nice music. And I think I'll stay on what Stokesauce has here. So, yeah, first up, you're listening to the Banana Republic. And Rolly the Rebel is the dictator here and also the DJ today. And I'm doing it outside, and there's a reason for that too. It's a scorcher of a day, absolutely boiling hot. And I'd like to thank all my friends for being here. You know, it's really nice to be part of a community like this. And I know people sometimes listen to the archives and so they are listening in the future, so to speak, but they are somehow listening to the past. And to you guys and girls, hello. I live on a busy road, so you'll hear a lot of noise, but it's like a resort at times. I've got a beautiful blue pool, I've got a big garden, I've got a great family, I've got a community at SDF. You know, there's a lot of things to be happy for, so let's not allow ourselves to be pulled down in any way by anyone. And let's play this song. It's one of my favorites. It's TBC15, and I just loved this as I was a kid, so enjoy.
This is a love story between a girl and her television set. It's called TBC15.
Okie dokie. Thank you, David Bowie, for entertaining us. Really big fan of your music. And so yeah, that was TBC 15 live from Nassau Coliseum 76, which is I love the way he did his own things. I love the way he transformed covers into his own style. And of course, that's not a cover, but he played it differently, a little differently. Actually, maybe he didn't. Sorry, yeah. Let's get into some good old 80s with Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. So this will jingle your bells for a bit, and then I shall tell you the story.
And grabbing your attention. The devil take your stereo and your record collection. The way you look, you'll qualify for next year's old expansion. The clumsy boots, peekaboo ropes that people think so dashy. So what's the point of robbery when nothing is worth taking? It's kind of tough to tell a scrap the big mistake is making. Stand and deliver your money or your life. Try is a mirror, a bullet or a knife. And even though you fool your soul, your conscience will be showbiz loses. We're the dandy highwaymen and here's our invitation. Throw your safety overboard and join our insect nation. Stand and deliver the money of your life. Try in the mirror the bullet or a knife. Even though you fool your soul, your conscience will be mine. Oh, mine.
All right. Let's talk for a bit. And I won't keep you... take my monitor down. I won't keep you long. Suffice to say that I'm sitting here on a concrete deck I laid a few weeks ago, and it's beautiful. It's was 8x4. Let's call it 8x4. And it adjoins another concrete deck slab, probably 12x4 again, or five maybe, and it's next to the pool, and that's where I am chilling out. And I don't know why I'm shouting, because I'm with my friends, so forgive me. So much happening on Mastodon. It's just crazy, can't seem to keep up. It's good to see that our community is alive and well, and I say community, our, and I really can't claim any credit, but it's like a gathering, and when you see a gathering, you turn up and you become part of the gathering, and if for some reason it's an illegal gathering, you're in just as much danger if it's not, and so therefore you become associated with it, I suppose, and I'm quite pleased about my association with SDF, and I wish more people would join us, but in a way I kind of like worry, because you know, people are people. So what happened today, and why did Stokesauce have to start? Thanks, Liddy. My lovely wife has brought me a fresh cup of coffee, and I digress. I won't digress. I shall keep focused. I was at the tip, which is basically the junkyard of the community, and you just throw away your waste there. And in Australia, you have to pay a fair sum to do so, because it's just what we do. Other communities or counties or councils, if you like, districts, I suppose, in Australia, in America, have free waste collection, or you can go and throw it away for free, but we have to pay, and it's just what I had to do, so I did. But why did I go there? Well, I'm building an outhouse, which in Australia is called a dunny, or a long drop, and I've built a few other little projects that I'm quite proud of. My outdoor bathroom, which has a big jacuzzi in it, and my cabin, which Louise, my lovely daughter, lives in, and it has a mezzanine floor. And when the kids were younger, I built tree houses. And by day, I'm an IT manager at a school, and I have a wonderful team. I've spoken about them before. But by night, and I'm a bit of a muck around sort of, enjoy the beach, enjoy the coast. And so I've made a few various projects, and I decided I'd make a little outhouse. And I figured 2 meters by 2 meters by, say, 2.5 standing room with a little porch and a very steep steeple type roof made out of corrugated zinc loom, which is kind of like classic corrugated steel from the old days. And I bought the timber from a reputable store, very reputable, like one of the big suppliers in Australia. And I loaded it in my Nizzenair van, brought it home, and left it in situ on the ground just till I was ready to build. And I was ready a couple of days ago, so I picked up, I cleared a patch, and I worked out where my plumbing would go, and I noticed a bit of dust, which I went back and had a look at, and I turned the piece over, and I noticed borer, now B-O-R-A, I think, or was it double R, I don't know, I think it's B-O-R-A, which is a little bug. It's like a torpedo, you know, you get termites, you get borer, and you get terrible torpedo worms, which go into boats. Well, this is sort of like one of the worst things you can imagine if you live in a wooden house. So I isolated it as best I could, and I photographed it, and I turned over a few more sheets, and I puzzled over how I even managed to pick this up. Why would I have bought timber with bugs in it? I would never have done. But it was in a big warehouse, and it was, yeah, I did not see it. So I called them and I videoed it, and they said they'd replace the entire batch, and I think they're probably quite terrified, because if a few of these pieces have gone into timber homes, okay, for example, here's the thing, I think I can mention this because it's public knowledge, but the university where Stoke Source works are in uproar because they bought a building from China. Now, there's nothing wrong with building buildings from China, but if you're a university and you're training people, you probably try to buy from a local community, the one you're teaching and training to go into the workplace, right? Anyway, that's another story, and I haven't really looked into it. I've just heard stories. But after the first year or so, they discovered borer in the roof, and that the timber brought over from China was infected. And it's caused a huge stir and a lot of embarrassment, and it's being torn down. And, well, I had my own little tiny experience of that. And so I was at the tip, and I looked at the time, and yeah, I have a bit of a phobia anyway about
these sort of things, because, you know, if you work with asbestos or anything like that, you kind of like imagine the dust on you, and you worry about those sort of things. So I loaded my trailer, I went to the tip, and I was unloading, and I recorded bits of it and photographed bits of it just so that I can make sure that nobody can deny the reason I threw it away. And and then I thought, oh, my show's in a few minutes, and I called trusty Stoke Source and said, Jules, can you please just hop on my computer, everything should be ready to go. And what a dependable, reliable son he has been and continues to be. He's really dependable. If you need something done and you ask Stoke Source, you can be 100% certain it'll get done. And I think that's wonderful. So I've rattled on enough now, so I am going to get out the way, and we're gonna go with good old I nearly pressed someone in com mentioned they'd missed Cyndi Lauper's song, so I'll play another Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. It's a bit slow, but it's a nice song.
I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time out.
That is a lovely song, Cyndi Lauper. Thank you for singing that for us. And I like watching what she's up to as she gets a bit older. In fact, I quite like watching what older musicians get up to and how they change and how they adjust to life. What do they say? There's this quote that says something along the lines of, yesterday's protester is today's conservative. Or the day after the revolution, every protester becomes a conservative. And yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to see what social media is doing. Here is a fun song I enjoy by Pere Ubu. It's probably from the early 80s, and he is a nice, interesting character too. Unfortunately, I think he's passed, but his music lives on. So let's listen to this and see what you think. A beautiful song, well constructed and participative, very interesting song. I like it. Has anyone noticed Stokesaw shows? They really are a lot of fun to listen to. I don't know if anyone here listens to Stoke Source on a Tuesday morning at 00:00 hours. It's just, yeah, well, I'm quite impressed. I think he's doing a great job with that show. And I kind of like wish that I could even do a quarter of that sort of a show, but I can't and I don't. And I probably, yeah. So there is, this is an interesting song called 49 Guitars and One Girl. Let's give it a go, hey? This next song is called Life Stinks, but I don't think it does. I think life is wonderful. So, actually it's modern dance. It's Perry Ubu modern dance, Life Stinks. And I'm going to pause it and play some happy music. Let's start with Crazy. Yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Thinking aloud, because you saw the explosion on Mastodon, and let me put my coffee down, and you know that there are some really good, if you've been around here for a bit, you know there's some really good shows like Tobe's Dubious Goals Committee, which is phenomenal because it's been around so long. And because it's entertaining, and because it's every single day, and it's been every single day, except for a couple of days when the poor old Tobester was not very well. And, imagine doing that. That was impressive. However you look at it, that is impressive. And then there's Snow Dusk with the Masabi mix. And then there is, there's good old Froggy Me, and then not to be forgotten, Publius. And these are the old timers, you know. So these are the people that were there when I turned up, and I came along and smudged the painting that everyone was collectively drawing on SDF, and somehow I got a show, and I'm thankful that I do. And then Stokesaw's got a show, and I'm thankful that he does. But so if this was a big collage, and I've come along and smudged it with the Banana Republic. But my suggestion to any DJ right now is, if you do have a show, hold on to your seats, because and on radio is going to explode. Somebody out there is going to figure out that this is a good place to be, and they're going to have a lightning and thunderstruck show that just goes somewhere else. And I don't know if that's the goal, and I don't know if we could cope with the capacity, but I do know that the clever folks at and on radio and at SDF would make their servers elasticated, and they would cope. They would somehow cope, because they would grow rapidly, as they have done. We've seen instances built and rebuilt and perfected, and I understand that the Mastodon folks come and have a peek here to see how things are done, because it's a great example of smart fellows. Or was it fart smellers? Fart smellers or smart fellows? Doing good stuff. So if you're here, my suggestion is you don't get off the bus. Yeah, sure. Don't listen to an the Banana Republic. But that's your choice. I try and do a nice, clean, average, middle-of-the-road show. If you want good shows, then look at the schedule and find a great show. But I suppose if you come, you're here because you just enjoy it. And it's great that it's not perfect, because if it's not perfect, it's human. And if it's human, it's not an algorithm. And if it's not an algorithm, it's not programming. If it's not programming, you have a chance of having a free mind. And just getting some dust off my my MacBook. I'm in the shade. I've been squinting at my screen, even though the sky is bright blue, bright blue, and it's hot. Trust me, it's hot. Let me see. How hot is it? Let me see. How do you do this?
Weather. Yeah, well, chance of rain 0%.
I could have told you that. You don't need a weatherman to tell which way the wind blows. So morning's 88 degrees, afternoon is 84 degrees, evening is 70 degrees, and overnight is 67 degrees. That's for Biwa, Queensland, where I live. Weather today in Biwa feels like 91 degrees. Hey, why is this thing giving me Fahrenheit? I don't understand that. Whatever you guys do, and most of you guys do. So yeah, trust me, it's hot. So I'm thankful once more for my swimming pool. Let's go out with some more happy tunes. I heard mutterings about Cyndi Lauper playing Sid. And you've been listening to Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun while I've been chit-chatting. But I'm going to do a quickity search for Cyndi Lauper, and I'm going to find a nice song by Cyndi Lauper. And then I'm going to play that for you. This is a fun one, Sheepup. Let's go. Running out of time fast, so I'm going to just thank everybody who's here: Patrick Lang, SMJ, and who else? Cyberman 1969, Stoke Sauce for opening up the show, Tobe for been hanging around, F Fog, and yeah, a couple.